Hello and welcome to the next TGO 3-minute minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. Today I'm going to address something that I've just come across in a book that I've been flicking through, and that's about cairns and the place for them on the mountain. The book I'm looking at is the Welsh Peaks by W.A. Poucher, that I'm sure many of you, certainly those in Snowdonia, will know about. First published in 1962. I'm just going to read a little paragraph here. Cairns are an invaluable indication of a route in bad weather, and especially so in mist. But in the Welsh Peaks, most of the paths have been made to such a standard which minimise erosion and at the same time maintain direction. And furthermore, if any intersection or change of direction is made in the track, then the monolith has been erected to indicate it. But strange as it may seem, a new sport has evolved by thoughtless walkers who build additional cairns themselves, using stone from the surface of the path and therefore accelerating erosion. Will readers please take note of this crazy idea, and should they encounter anyone do it, immediately put a stop to it. Humph. Well, yep, that's W.A. Poucher, and that's paragraph 3 of his book, of the entire book, so he's fairly passionate about it. I myself have seen cairn kickers, as we now call them, knocking down cairns as they go along. And anyone who's been up Scawfell Pike will know the sheer amount of cairns just makes it utterly confusing. Cairns have existed, obviously, on these places for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And they're a universal indicator they're used around the world. When I was in the Andes, it was the cairns that we were following, but not nearly that many. There are several reasons. Mainly it's for directional purposes, but I've also heard the idea put forward that it's partly to do with man over nature and, you know, creating that little spot of human interference on top of it, the sense of conquering, that kind of thing. I'm not so sure about that. I think the people back then were much more pragmatic in their approach. So should cairns be knocked down? Well, I think there is, I've seen cairn rationalisation in some plans of national parks, and I think that's a pretty good idea personally. For me, cairns are often quite a nice sight to see when I'm going through the Clag, and I know where I'm going, but like I say, on the top of Scawfell, for example, there's cairns everywhere and you don't really know which path you're following. I'll be interesting to hear your thoughts on it anyway, so please put a little note at the bottom of this page, or perhaps on Twitter and Facebook, and let me know. Thank you.